92.1 FM KMZA.
All right, welcome back to Centralia High School as we get you set for the final match of the evening as Panthers play Valley Heights. After the first two shook out, Centralia defeated Hanover in three sets, and then Hanover rallied to defeat Valley Heights in three sets. All three teams now stand with an 11-1 record in league play, so the winner between Valley Heights and Centralia will have a one game up in terms of the win column, and then the loser will drop back a game with the extra loss in that column. So this is a huge game, but obviously Hanover getting that win, staying at now 11-1 in league play. Looks like they are going to do the national anthem. We'll take a break. We'll get you set for this final matchup right after this.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now's the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic every Wednesday in October from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. A vaccine consent form must be filled out prior to receiving your vaccine. You can find the form on our website at www.nembch.com. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wright can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, quick pause there for the national anthem. Well done. We are set for the final matchup this evening, Mustangs and Panthers. Hanover going 1-1 tonight. Centralia 1-0. Valley Heights 0-1. All three, 11-1 currently. In TVL play. So the winner here will move to 12-1. Hanover 11-1, and the loser here would drop to 11-2. Only a couple weeks left in the regular season. So this is a big one between the Mustangs and the Panthers. Valley Heights, they have won the last two TVL titles. Centralia had won three straight, 2016, 2017, 2018. Centralia will serve, and we are underway in the first set. Mustangs setting it up to Youngberg. Nice dig on the backside there by Dieters. Nice block by Youngberg, and it's going to be a point for the Mustangs. This will be Maggie Turber to serve this away. Valley Heights leading 1-0. Strong serve. Flinty on the backside for Centralia. Nice block again by the front line of the Mustangs. Both wearing black on black. That one is spiked off the head of Youngberg and a grimace from her face, but it's still alive. Here's a Centralia spike attempt. Saved up in the air. Good rally. Turber too strong, and the Panthers get the point. We're tied at one. Sorry, a little pause there. I had the sneeze coming on. Kind of a weird feeling when you feel like a sneeze is coming and then it just doesn't happen. But we're good. Haverkamp to serve for Centralia, 1-1 here in the first set. Well, now we got the official at the scorer's table. So not sure what the holdup is here. Confirming something at the table. And confirming rosters or lineups. I think we are good to go. So back to it. Haver Kansas serve 1-1. Here early in set one. Youngberg a little strong on the spike after the setup from Steinfurtz, and Centralia takes a 2-1 lead. Lena Haverkamp again sends it over here to the front left corner. Haverkamp again, nice little save there. Mustangs have it. Youngberg on a third hit, gets it over. Nice diving save there by Avery Dieters. Centralia punching it over. Mustangs back to it. Turber to Youngberg. Her spike is good. 2-2. Taya Smith back to serve for the Mustangs. She'll send it over. Avery Dieters gets it to the front of the net. There's the spike attempt. Picked up in the air. Nice diving save by Steinfurt. Vermitten has to get it back over, and it is out. Panthers get the point. Confusion on the back line. Youngberg gets it over. Avery Dieters will set it up to the front of the net. Becker with the kill. There it is. We're tied at 3. Wells to serve. Gets it over. Vermitten the kill shot. Nice little dig there for the Panthers. Youngberg, her shot. It hits the back line, and it's going to be a point for the Mustangs. Would have been long, but it nicked the arm of the back line. That was Flinty. Valley Heights takes a 4-3 lead. Youngberg serve. Short right. Trillia sets it up. Beautiful tap. And Bergman gets the point. We're tied at 4. Becker to serve for the Panthers. Launches that with some heat, but a good dig by Steinfurt on the back line. Vermitten, her spike is dug out. As Dieters gets into the net, they'll say Scala was in the net for Valley Heights. Panthers get the point. They lead 5-4. Becker again sends it over. Turber on the back line. Vermitten taps it over and finds the soft spot and gets the point for the Mustangs, and we are tied at 5. So back and forth here early in the first set between Centralia and Valley Heights. Still a good crowd on hand. Avery Dieters will set it up. There's the kill shot by Dieters. The Mustangs hold it. Vermitten taps it over. Nice save there by Haverkamp, keeping it alive. Dieter sends it back over. Mustangs on the attempts here. Vermitten, it gets launched into the air and unable to save it. Mustangs get the point. They lead 6-5. Kat Turber to serve this one away for Valley Heights. Low liner, tough to defend. Gets to the net. Vermitten spikes it. Centralia now has to get it over on a third attempt. They do. Smith back line. Vermitten spike. It's long. And Centralia gets the point. 6-6. Get a sub for Centralia. Bergman out. Olsen in. Line drive spike. Good dig there by Taya Smith for the Mustangs. It's tapped over. Centralia saves it. Dieters has to get it back over and does so. Far side. The spike attempt is good. That's going to be a point. Maggie Turber with the kill. Valley Heights will retake the lead. It's 7-6. Miscommunication on the back line. Panthers keep it alive, though. Dieter, spike attempt too long. They were saying it was tipped. And it will be a point for the Panthers, 7-7. Owen Dieter's back to serve for the Panthers. Right down the middle. Steinfurt keeps it alive. Spike attempt. Owen Dieter's now with a big save. Keeping this one alive. Panthers have to hit it over on a third try. Vermitten back line sends it to the front. Tap. Spike Scala. Saved on the back line. Coming up towards me, and it comes into the crowd. And Valley Heights will earn the point. 8-7 their lead. I was ready. Steinfurt will serve for the Mustangs. 8-7 their lead. First set. Peters a spike. Blocked at the net. Point for Centralia, I believe. It did not stay in. Way too determined, so. Determining the point. So it was a point for Centralia, so now we're tied 8-8. They put it up 9-7 for a second. But we're tied at 8. Centralia on the serve with Dieters. Avery Dieters sending it over. Up front of the net. Youngberg spike in the Youngberg point. 9-8 Valley Heights. Back and forth we go. This is Maggie Turber on the serve for the Mustangs. Tapped over by Haverkamp. Mustangs a set. There's the spike. Tipped in the air. Good defense on the back line. Becker with the kill shot. We get a whistle, and Valley Heights up on the net. It'll be a point for Centralia, 9-9. Haverkamp serve. Steinfurt dugout. Back line. Youngberg taps it. Peters running up, saves it. Right at the net. It falls. It is a point Centralia. They lead 10-9. Nina Haverkamp continues to serve for the Panthers. Sends it over. Up front, Turber, Youngberg, her spike is blocked, but it's going to be a point for the Mustangs, tying at 10-10. Taya Smith to serve for the Mustangs, sends it over down the middle. Peters setting it up front of the net and just getting it back over as the Mustangs, and then that one is out. It's going to be a point for Centralia. Vermitten unable to keep it alive, or unable to keep it in. Centralia leads 11-10. Get a sub. Bergman in. Olsen out for Centralia. Jaden Wells to serve. It goes right into the net. We're tied at 11. Youngberg to serve. Owen Dieters gets down low to keep this one high. Becker with the spike. And Reagan Becker with the kill. 12-11 Centralia. Becker back to serve again. A lot of juice behind it. Kind of an awkward hit on the back line. And now needing to get it back over. Mustangs do so. Haverkamp sets it up front. There's the kill, and it gets off the hand of Steinfurt and out of play, and nicely done by Flinty. Another points for Centralia. Their lead 13-11.
ID.
Decker with a near ace, hit back over, and it's going to be a point for Kyra Bergman and Centralia, 14-11 their lead. 92.1, KMZA Seneca. High school volleyball on the air tonight. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks for joining us here tonight. We've had some good ones. Mustangs up front, Vermitten the spike, and puts it in the right spot. Big point for Valley Heights, now down 14-12. Mustangs to serve with Cat Turber. Line drive near ace, but a good save there by Becker. Picked over by Dieters. Up front, pushed all the way to the near side. Vermitten slams it home. Back to within one is Valley Heights, 14-13 Centralia, here in the first set. Final match this evening. First two have gone three sets. Winner of this one will have the leg up in the TVL race, and then there's going to be an ace by Valley Heights to tie it at 14. Three straight for the Mustangs. And then Turber sends it right into the net, taps her chest and says, my bad. And Trillia back up 15-14. Get a sub in as Olsen checks in, Bergman goes out. That's been the common sub for Centralia on the front line. Good serve. Steinfurt sends it this way. Vermitten the spike, blocked, hits off the top of the net, falls in for Valley Heights. And it's 15-15. Wait a minute. Maybe. Looked like it should have been a point for Valley Heights, but the official here on the near side walking to the far side official. Should be a point for Valley Heights. And it is, so they just confirmed. So it's 15-15. So Vermitten to serve for the Mustangs. Puts it on the back line. Olsen fires it over, and then it's tapped down, and it's a point for the Panthers. Back in front, 16-15. Owen Zeter's back to serve. Sends it back left. Vermitten there. Sets it up front. Spike and long. Panthers up 17-15. Owen Dieters to serve again. A little loft to this one. Vermitten on the back line, pushing it up front. Server set, and then it's going to be a net violation on the Mustang, and the Panthers quickly up 3, 18-15. And we're going to take a timeout. So 18-15 Centralia here in set one over Valley Heights. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Coming out of the timeout, Centralia 18, Valley Heights 15 here in the first set. Final matchup this evening. First place in the TVL on the line. Winner of this one will have a leg up. Coming down the home stretch, Dieters with the serve. Steinfurt back line, setting it up front for her teammates. Smith gets the point. Taya Smith, the junior, finishing for the Mustangs. They're back within two at 18-16. So Abigail Steinfurt, the libero, back to serve to Valley Heights. There's the push to the front of the net, and it was right over the top, and then the Mustangs able to get it back over. Haverkamp setting it up far side, kill, blocked at the net, double hit. Valley Heights able to get it back over. Vermitten, a heads-up play. Near side, Dieters the kill, blocked at the net. Panthers back with it, pushing it to the back side. There's another kill shot, launched out of play, and the Mustangs missed opportunity there. Panthers get the point up 19-16. Avery Dieters to serve. Low liner. Just grazed the top of the net, but gets over. Mustang. Youngberg to kill. Tipped over the net. Kept it alive. Mustang's on it again. Here's Smith. Spike. Good save by Dieters. Tipped back over by Haverkamp. Near side. And then Turber, nicely done. Maggie Turber with the finish. 19-17. Mustang's down two. Turber will go back and launch this one. Peters to Becker, and Becker with the kill. 20-17, Centralia. So it'll be Haverkamp back to serve with her team up 20-17 in the first set. That one goes into the net. 20-18. So Smith back to serve for the Mustangs. They're down two. Line drive, Dieters setting it up front. Plenty. Becker blocked at the net. Centralia keeps it alive. Owen Dieters here to the near side. Punched over. Mustangs in control. Youngberg a chance. Finishes. 20-19. So Smith sends it over. Valley Heights down one. 20-19 here in the first set. Becker. And they're going to say it is in. That was really close. 21-19 now. Another sub into the game for Centralia. Olsen replaced by Bergman. Mustangs on the attack. Vermitten. In. Big point. 21-20. Centralia up one. I'm going to go chase the ball down behind the bleachers. Get it back to Emma Youngberg, the senior, to serve it away for the Mustangs. Down one. 21-20 here in the first set. Youngberg gets it over. Centralia, the set was a little too far. Mustangs push it back over, but Panthers have it back. Becker for the kill. She finishes. Ooh, sweet. Reagan Becker with authority. 22-20. She is pretty athletic. A lot of height on that spike. She'll serve it away with power. Backline saved by Smith. Mustangs for Mitten. Spike, and it's in. 22-21. Coming down the home stretch here in the first set. Another good one. Here's the serve by Kat Turber. Panthers up front. They put it close to the net, blocked, and then hit away. That's going to be the point for the Mustangs, and it's tied at 22. Kat Turber again to serve. Here to the near side, but it's out. Big miss. 23-22, Centralia by one. And we're going to get a timeout, so we'll take one as well. 23-22, first set. Centralia by one over Valley Heights. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
Ready for a fast, safe, and easy way to send your share of the rent money? Put your feet up, because with Zelle, you can send your monthly amount from the comfort of your couch. Zelle is conveniently found in your United Bank and Trust online or mobile banking account, and it's available now. Ask a United Bank and Trust representative for more information. Available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Centralia 23, Valley Heights 22 here in the first set. Centralia with the serve. It'll be Abby Flinty, the senior, to serve away for the Panthers. A key first set in this one, and that's in for an eight. Allie Heights thought it was going to be out, but it just got inside the line. And it's set point for Centralia, 24-22. Back line Smith sets it up front. Vermitten taps it over. It's blocked, but out. Mustangs get the point. 24-23, still match points, or I should say set points for Centralia. Mustangs need this one. Then over. Haverkamp tips it back over. Smith up front. Turber, backside. That was Maggie Turber. Here's a chance for the kill, and it's saved on the back line. Vermitten up front. Smith, kill. That's Dieters. Punched over, and it's going to be in for Centralia. Avery Dieters with the finish, 25-23, your final. Centralia in set one. We'll take a break. Back in a couple of minutes for set number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
The best time to take control of your health is now, and Community Healthcare System is offering a great chance at our October 9th health fair at the Onega Community Hospital. Call to schedule an appointment between 7 and 10 a.m. Walk-ins are also welcome. Complete blood count, chemistry panel, thyroid screen, cholesterol panel, and hemoglobin A1C for diabetes screening is $25. Men can add a PSA test for only $10. Flu shots and COVID-19 vaccines will also be available. More details at chcsks.org. The Community Healthcare System Health Fair, Saturday, October 9th at Onega Mega Community Hospital.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the break, set number two, Valley Heights getting the first point. Centralia won the first set, 25-23. Nice save on the back line by Kat Turber. Punched over, saved at the net, and then this one's going to fall. Point for Centralia. And it's 1-1. Valley Heights needs this one to force a third set. Serve is long, and Dieters knew it. 2-1 Valley Heights. That was Avery Dieters. Maggie Turber back to serve for the Mustangs. Nice dig there by Owen Dieters. Gets to the front. Becker, a big spike, and it's saved. Mustangs have it. Near side, Smith with the kill. Bumps up in the air on the back line. Two hits. Got to get it back over. Centralia does. Vermitten hits it in the air. Youngberg taps it over. Nice diving save. Panthers keep it alive. They go to the front of the net. Becker. Turber on the back side. Now it's Youngberg's chance, and she will finish. 3-1 Valley Heights. Turber with the serve near ace, but saved by Avery Dieters. Blocked at the net by the Mustangs. Panthers keep it alive. Here to the near side, it's Wells. Out there, Mustangs have it. Smith, a kill shot. Good save on the back line for the Panthers. Becker, right into the net. Point Valley Heights, 4-1 their lead. Good defense there by Centralia, but they're not going to be able to keep that one in play. Valley Heights off to a quick 5-1 lead here in the second set. Centralia won the first set, 25-23. Maggie Turber sends it long, and big point for Centralia, now down 5-2. Haverkamp serves for Centralia. Vermitten on the back line. Underhand punches it in the air. Youngberg. Owen Dieter saving it on the back line. Punched here to the near side. Tips. It's a point for Valley Heights, I believe, and it's 6-2. That one might have been out, but saved by Centralia. They got it here on the near side. There's a spike attempt by Wells. Mustangs on the attack. Vermitten. Puts it back to Becker. Over, and Becker finishes for the Panthers. 6-3 Valley Heights. Hard serve by Jaden Wells. Mustangs now. Wells saves it on the back line. Push to the far side. Olsen a chance for a point. Not there. Mustangs defend. Coming here to the near side. Becker with a big spike. Good save on the back line by Smith. Mustangs have it. Vermitten hits it into the net. Point Centralia. 6-4 Valley Heights. First place in the TBL on the line in this one. Good serve. There's a set. Youngberg spikes. Blocked at the net, but it goes out. Valley Heights gets the point, up 7-4. Sophomore Brooke Porter has checked into the front line for the Mustangs as that serve goes into the net. Centralia down 7-5, taking over the serve. Becker with a line drive serve. Mustangs at the front of the net. Vermitten gets it tapped over. It's going to be a point. Centralia, good defense. 7-6. Reagan Becker back to serve. Boy, she has so much force with that serve, and this one's going to go out. Centralia ties it at 7. For 5 of the last 6 points after getting down 6-2. That time she Becker's off, and that one goes into the net. Valley Heights back in front, 8-7. Will be Kat Turber to serve. Turber drills Owen Dieters on the back line as she was trying to get out of the way. That's going to be a point. And an ace for Valley Heights. 9-7 their lead. Turber again to the back line. Becker sets it up front. Dieters blocked. Keeps it up in the air, trying to save it in. And Owen Dieters gets it back over. Mustangs now in control. Front of the net. Vermitten. Good dig. Centralia. Owen Dieters. There's a kill try. Launched into the air. And then there's a point up front. Avery Dieters will finish it. Score 9-8, Valley Heights. Abby Flinty will serve for Centralia, and that one goes into the net. 10-8, Valley Heights. Vermitten with the serve. Centralia gets it up front of the net. Dieters just punches it over. Nice save by Valley Heights. Near side, Smith. Spike attempts. Good diving save on the back line by Avery Dieters. Keeps it alive. Becker punching it over. Steinfurt sets it up front. Smith to spike. Long. Point Centralia. 10-9 Valley Heights. And there's going to be an ace for Owen Dieters. Tied at 10. Centralia won the first set, 25-23. Owen Dieters again. Oh, that one goes up and hits a light. And it's going to turn into a Panthers point to take an 11-10 lead. That almost knocked the light off the ceiling. Owen Dieters again sends it over. Vermitten on the back line. Turber up front. Smith the spike. It's long. Point Panthers. Four straight and five of the last six for the Panthers to lead now 12-10. Owen Dieters again. Sends it over. Steinfurt knocks it into the crowd, and it's an ace. 13-10. Centralia, they need this one to wrap it up, but Valley Heights needs it a little bit more. Trying to force the third set. Owen Dieters again. Nice strong serve. Vermitten sends it up front. Turber pushes it across. Back line for the Panthers. It's up front. Wells sends it over. Now the Mustangs have a chance here. On a third hit, have to get it back over. Nice back line save by the Panthers. Dieters up front, blocks at the net, sends it back into the air. Pushed up by Haverkamp. Spike attempt, gets sent back over. Good defense by the Mustangs. Rally continues. Dieters, it was tipped, and the point for the Panthers. 14-10, it was long, but it was deflected by a Valley Heights player. Owen Dieters continues to serve. Sends it across. Steinfurt almost knocked to the floor, but kept it alive. Third shot, send it back over. Centralia up front. High Dieters for the kill. Launched into the air. Off the ceiling, and it hits the floor, and Panthers are rolling now. 15-10, timeout. Valley Heights, Centralia in control. 15-10, set two. Back in 30 here on KMZA.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments. The good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
KMZA.
Centralia on a roll. They have scored seven straight, 8 of 9, beating Valley Heights 15-10 here in the second set. They won the first set 25-23. Winner of this one will grab the top spot in the TBL standings just a couple weeks to go. Steinfurt backside out of the timeout. Mustangs kill shot. Good save by the back line for the Panthers. Dieters up front again, and she hit it too strong. Big point for the Mustangs. 15-11 Centralia. Steinfurt's back to serve for the Mustangs. Owen Dieters sets it up front. Kill shot again. This time it's long again by Wells. Back-to-back points for Valley Heights out of the timeout. 15-12. Steinfurt to serve again. Here to the net. Dieters off the head of Smith, and it falls for a point. For Centralia, 16-12 their lead. To the back line, Avery Dieters sends it over. Steinfurt will set. To the front, Youngberg tips. Good defense up front. Owen Dieters setting it up, front of the net. It's Becker, launching and in. 17-12 Centralia. Avery Dieters back to serve. Line drive. Steinfurt sets it up front for her teammates. That's Turber to the net. Point Mustang. 17-13 Centralia. Maggie Turber back to serve for the Mustangs. Sends it across. Low liner. Back left corner saved there by Theaters. They get it to the front. Wells will finish. 18-13 Centralia. A good finish by Jaden Wells, the junior. Lena Haverkamp, also a junior, serving for the Panthers. From the back right to the back left. Tip in. Easy point. Centralia 19-13. It's a heady play by Jaden Wells to get that one. Haverkamp sends it. Again, back right to back left. Up front, Youngberg, spike. Good save by the Panthers defense. Tip back over. Mustangs have it. Send it to the far side, and then a one-handed tip, and they're going to say the Mustangs were in the net. So now it's 20-13. Mustangs are down 7. They need this one to force a third set. It's been all Panthers since it was 10-9, and then there's one into the net. Valley Heights struggling here. They're now down 21-13. And then there's an ace. Everything going Centralia's way now. They lead 22-13. Another timeout. Centralia just 3 points away from closing out the night, taking over first place in the TVL. See if they can do it. We're back in 30 on KMZA.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
KMZA.
Centralia leading 22-13 here in the second set. They took the first set 25-23, so just a few points from closing out the Knights and taking over first place in the TVL. Good serve by Haverkamp. Youngberg, though, off the face of Haverkamp. Big point for Valley Heights, 22-14 Centralia. Smith back to serve for Valley Heights. Sends it across. Avery Dieter setting up Becker. Hits front of the line now for the Mustangs. Near side, Vermitten. Good defense again. That time it was Avery Dieter. Tipped over by Becker. Steinfurt saves it. Near side, Vermitten again. Off the net and goes over. And a point for Valley Heights. Down 22-15 now. Back-to-back points out of the timeout. Smith again. We'll send it over, but right into the net. Can't do that now. 23-15, Centralia, 2 points away from closing it out. Valley Heights, Hanover, Centralia, all right now 11-1 in league play. Mustangs get it to Youngberg. Her spike is saved in the air and pushed back over. What defense by Centralia? Permitting a spike, and that's good. 23-16, Centralia. Brooke Porter checks in front line for the Mustangs. Youngberg to serve. Gets it over. Set up by Haverkamp. Up to the front of the line. There's a spike. Good dig there by Turber. Front of the line, Vermitten to kill. This one launched back over. Good defense on the back line by Flinty. And then it falls. Mustangs had a shot to get it back over, and Centralia is going to get the point. And it's match point, 24-16.
You might have to take it because my next gen's locked up on me.
Going to get a sub into the game. It's going to be Haley Doman will check in for the first time and serve this one. Gets a near ace, but the Mustangs keep it. Vermitten spikes it and gets the point. ...24-17, still match point for Centralia. go. Panthers front. Locked. And the Mustangs stay alive. 24-18. Cats Herbert to send it away. Doman on the back line, back towards the Mustangs. Here's the set, Vermitten a spike. It goes into the Nets. Ball game, 25-18, your final. Centralia takes it 2-0. And now back in first place in the TVL. We'll take a quick break and wrap this up when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Get ready for upcoming fall and winter projects with Milwaukee Tools and a Milwaukee Tools special at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca. Buy a qualifying kit and a qualifying accessory and get $100 off. Stop by now and see their selection. Milwaukee has a new M18 fuel compact vacuum, and it's optimized for job site debris cleanup. The Milwaukee Tool Sale through October 31st. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca at Hiawatha Farm and Home.
KMZA.
Well, that'll do it for tonight's Centralia try. It was fun and exciting all three ways. Valley Heights, Hanover, Centralia now. Centralia goes 2-0, defeating Valley Heights in the final match, 2-0, 25-23, 25-18, to take over first place in the TVL. They are 28-3 overall, 12-1 in league play. Valley Heights came into the Knights 11-0 in league play. They go 0-2 as they lose to Hanover as well in three sets. So right now, Hanover 11-1, 24-5 overall, and then Valley Heights 11-2, and 21-7. So that is where they stand right now atop the TVL with just a couple weeks left in the regular season. We'll have one more broadcast next week, and of course, we'll start thinking about sub-state assignments and potential postseason and state tournament play. So it's getting down to it. But again, Centralia tonight 2-0, Hanover 1-1, Valley Heights 0-2. For Kirk Kilman back in studio, I'm Brandon Tamman signing off. Thank you for listening to High School Volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.